国出来已经一个月零几天了。
It's been a month and a few days since I've come out from China.
今天的这个主日是第五个主日。
This is the fifth Sunday.
我在日本参加了两个教会的主日崇拜。
I was in Japan. I attended two Lord's Day and two churches there.
一个是日语教会，日本人教会。
And one is a Japanese church.
一个是华人教会。
The other is a Chinese church.
后来我离开了日本的大阪，来到到了美国的洛杉矶。
Then I left Osaka and I came to Los Angeles.
第一周参加了一个华人的教会。
And the first week I attended a Chinese church there.
第二周我就是上个主日我参加的，在我在七年以前的奥马哈的一个美国教会。
And I attended the next week, which was last week, I attended an American church in Omaha.
那间教会对我的生命的成长，对我的全职的呼召有很大的影响。
That church has influenced me greatly in my spiritual life and my calling.
那是一间有荷兰改革宗背景的清教徒，传统的一间保守的教会。
So it was a Dutch Reformed church, conservative, and also in a Puritan background.
我和我妻子住在这位牧师的家里，我在那里有四个月。
My wife and I, we stayed in the pastor's residence and for there about 4 months.
所以我看到这一切都不是偶然。
So all these are not coincidental.
我这次来也不是偶然。
And this time that I'm here, it's not coincidental either.
虽然是我的安息年的休假。
Even though it's my sabbatical year.
谁也没有让我闲着。
And God has not left me to rest by myself.
在日本有两个，一个是华人教会，一个是日本人教会。
And in Japan, there's a Chinese and a Japanese church.
在此之前呢，美国的两间教会，一个是美国教会，一个是华人教会。
And before that, in America, an American church and a Chinese church.
现在来到奥兰多华人福音教会是联合崇拜的主日。
And today here at OCECC is a combined worship service.
就中英文的都有。
That is Chinese and English.
我也非常感谢这位为我今天为我翻译的这位弟兄。
Thanks to God for our translator.
我昨天听。我昨天听陈彪牧师给我说，我本来要把我的那个奖章发给他，后来陈彪牧师说他的翻译非常棒。
And you wanted to send a transcript over to the translator.
不需要先看稿子。
But Pastor Chen said he doesn't need it.
于是我的信心也是比较大的。
So my confidence level has increased.
刚才听他翻译。果然超出我的想象。
So it's
感谢主。
It's up to my expectation. I thank God for that.
我们有一个祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，感谢你。
Oh Lord Father, we give thanks to you.
感谢你带领我来到奥兰多华人福音教会。
Give thanks to you that you have led me here to OCECC.
让我今天跟这个教会的每一位弟兄姐妹共同有这样的崇拜。
That today I can worship together with the brothers and sisters here.
并且一起领受了圣餐。
And to receive the Lord's Supper together.
我们同领主的宝血和他的身体。
We partake of the blood and the body of the Lord together.
更表明我们虽然不在一处。
And represents even though we are not in the same place.
但是我们在基督里是一体的。
But we are one body in Christ.
是因着基督把我们拉得这样的近。
And it is because of Christ we are united together.
是超出所有一切世人他们的那种亲近。
It's beyond all the closeness of all the people in the world.
这一切都是神的恩典。
All this is because of the grace of God.
感谢赞美主。
I give thanks and praise to God.
奉主基督耶稣的名祷告。
I pray this in the name of the Lord. Amen.
今天我的讲到的题目叫爱在行动。
And today the topic of my sermon is love in action.
我今天先来给大家读一下今天那个正道的经文，约翰一书三章九到十八节。
And I will read a section of scripture for today's sermon in 1 John chapter 3 verse 9 through 18.
凡从上帝生的就不犯罪，因上帝的道存在他心里，他也不能犯罪。因为他是由上帝生的。
The one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God.
从此就显出谁是上帝的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属上帝；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
不可像该隐，他是属那恶者，杀了他的兄弟。为什么杀了他呢？因自己的行为是恶的，兄弟的行为是善的。
We should not be like Cain, who was of the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own deeds were evil and his brother's righteous.
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you.
我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生了。没有爱心的人住在死中。
We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Whoever does not love abides in death.
凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers.
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢？
But if anyone has the world's goods, and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?
小子们呢，我们先爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth.
其实这段经文有大家比较熟悉，其中有的经文哈，给常常也给大家带来一些困惑，所以我先问问大家，基督徒还会犯罪吗？
In this section of scripture, there are certain very familiar passages, but there are some that causes confusion as well. So I'll ask a question.Will Christians still sin?
那么基督徒可不可以不犯罪？
Can a Christian not sin?
啊，对，基督徒可以不犯罪。
Yes.
那么基督徒之所以不犯罪，是因为他那上帝儿女的身份。
And Christian cannot sin because of their identity as children of God.
而且这个身份不是象征性的，更不是徒有虚名，是上帝因着基督而赐的。
This identity is just, it does not just representative, but it is because of a bestowing by God.
所以说是基督所赐的，而不是我们所挣得的这样的一个身份。
It is bestowed by Christ, it is not earned by us.
所以基督徒与非基督徒的根本区别在于，他被赋予了更高的伦理标准，他要按上帝的本性和命令生活。
And so the difference between a Christian and a non-Christian is that he has given a higher ethical standard and that he is to live a life that God has bestowed upon him.
所以基督徒不犯罪也不能犯罪。那么这句经文常常给一些基督徒带来困惑，但这里所谈论的罪是那些是某些类型某种程度并且持续的罪。
And but, so Christians cannot sin and they cannot keep on sinning. But over here, it causes confusion. But over here, the sin that it talks about is a certain kind of sin and also a practice, a habitual kind of sin.
持续犯罪而不悔改，离弃上帝以及离弃圣约群体的弟兄姐妹，破坏了基督徒群体的合一。
And habitual sin which separates one from the covenant community will destroy the unity of the brotherhood.
所以圣道借着圣灵进到了我们这些基督徒的里面，改变我们，是由于我们这独特的身份。
And so the word through the Holy Spirit comes into us to change us is because of our unique identity.
这个身份就是正如保罗在以弗所书里所说的儿子的名分。
And this identity is just like what Paul has written in Ephesians, that we are the children of God.
那么这个意味着什么呢？意味着如果真是上帝的儿女，必然能在行为上反映出他的属性。
This means that if you truly are children of God, then in your actions you will reflect the actions of God.
主耶稣在登山宝训里也说
，In the Sermon of the Mount, Jesus said,
凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。
And a good tree bears good fruit, while the bad tree bears bad fruit.
那么耶稣的话。 跟所有道德主义者的不一样，因为道德主义者把道德高尚的行为归因于什么呢？归因于人的良善产生出来的一种行动的力量。
And Jesus' word is different from the moralists, because the moralists in them, all the good comes out of the man because of his own characteristic goodness.
然而耶稣所说的果子不是指世俗的标准。
But the fruit that Jesus mentioned is not to the secular standard.
比如说成功、良好的声誉、被普遍的认可。
Or for example, your successes, your good reputation, and being approved by others.
耶稣所要求的果子是一种越来越与天国的标准一致的生命。
The fruit that Jesus demands is one that you come into conformation to the kingdom of God.
就是公义、谦卑、清洁、信靠、顺服上帝的圣言。
That is righteousness, humility, and submission unto the word of the Lord.
还有正直、恨恶一切的假冒伪善。
And justice and hating of all hypocrisy.
当我们看到约翰没有从世俗的道德主义的观点来谈论美德，
and so John doesn't talk about this moral goodness from the secular standard，
而是对上帝是光这个信息所做出的回应。
But it's a response to this message that God is light。
大家很多人以为约翰一书主题是上帝是爱，上帝就是爱。
Perhaps many have think that the theme of 1 John is that God is love。
当然这没错。
Of course, it's not wrong.
但是上帝是光是约翰一书最核心的这样的一个主题。
But the core theme of 1 John is that God is light.
所以秋雨之父教会今年的主题，年度主题。
So the church that we have in, the theme that we have for the church.
就是黑暗不能胜过光。
It's darkness cannot overcome light.
就是从约翰一书一章五节，上帝就是光。这句经文所得来的。
And we have this theme from 1 John 1:5 that God is light.
所以说这不是由自发的美德所产生的，因为堕落的人已经丧失了选择善的能力。
And so it is not a standard of self-righteousness because the fallen man cannot choose to do good anymore.
那么你会说还是有那么不信主的人可以有善行。
Now you may say that the unbelievers, they still have good deeds.
但是我告诉你，
But I tell you,
人之所以能够行善，是从上帝生的必然结果。
And man can only do good because of the fruit that is being bearing fruit in him through God.
所以属上帝的人与属魔鬼的人的差别是很鲜明的。
So those who are of God and those who are of devil, the difference is very clear.
所以约翰说从此就显出谁是上帝的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。
So John say, by this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil.
凡不行义的就不属上帝，不爱弟兄的也是如此。
Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother.
所以我们看到借着触及到不行义的主题，约翰重申认识上帝的伦理层面。
And so from this idea of not practicing righteousness, John recapitulates again the idea of regeneration.
所以缺乏爱是基督徒群体实际存在的问题。
So the lack of love is a real problem of the Christian community.
不管是对人，
whether is it to the man,
还是对上帝的爱，
or to the love of God.
清楚地表明了教会在群体认同上的某种危机。
And this clearly reflects the crisis of the Christian community.
这个缺少这种这样有了这样的一种危机，就是少不了关系这个最基本的特点。
And to lack this, to have this crisis means that there is this problem of relationship.
所以人缺乏与上帝的这种垂直的关系。
And man has a lack of this vertical relationship with God.
所以他与其他人之间的这种平行的关系、亲密相交的关系。也就缺失了。
And so then he lacks all the horizontal relationship that he has with one another.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
And for this is the message you have heard from the beginning that we should love one another.
所以我们看到我们应当彼此相爱，这个宣告是一个命令。
That we should love one another, this proclamation is a command.
所以当教会出现分歧的时候，成员之间就会滋生出怨恨。
And so when there is a splitting in the church, then the members will have hate among one another.
所以这是自 始祖亚当堕落以来，仇恨就是人类社会存在的一个特征。
And hate has always been a characteristic of mankind since the fallenness of Adam.
也是地狱生活的特征。
And it is the characteristic of life in hell.
我曾经听见有人说
，I've heard once that some said，
我为了爱情
，and for love，
就算是我的爱，我所爱的人到了地狱
，even the person whom I love if they have gone to hell，
我也要。不惜一切的代价去追随他。
And I will cast off all cares and go after them.
我追到地狱里。
I will go after them even if they are in hell.
我们可以在地狱里相爱。
And we can love one another in hell.
可是地狱的特征是没有爱的。
But the characteristics of hell is that it is devoid of love.
只有恨。
There is only hate.
所以说，那么恨这种罪的影响，连教会也没有能够幸免。
And this sin of hatredness is not, the church cannot avoid it as well.
甚至连耶稣的门徒
even amongst the disciples of Jesus,
他们也毫无顾忌地当着耶稣的面争论他们中间哪一个可算为大
And they are still disputing among themselves before Jesus who is the greatest among them.
但是圣经告诉我们
But the Bible tells us,
怨恨不应该是基督徒的特征
Hatred should not be a characteristic of a Christian.
所以基督徒的行为应该反映出一个人重生之后的生命状态。
So the actions of a Christian should reflect one of that of a regenerate.
我们都知道。
We all know.
教会是由各种性格、各个阶层、各种不同教育程度、富人或者穷人聚在一起的。
And church is made of people from all walks of life, whether you are rich or poor or young or old.
当然，最根本的是由一群罪人聚在一起的。
Of course, the most basic truth is that it is a congregation of sinners.
就如一男一女两个罪人结合的婚姻。
Just like a marriage between a sinful man and a sinful woman.
既然是罪人两个罪人结合在一起
，Since it is the union of two sinners,
那么冲突的发生就不能够避免。
And of course, you cannot avoid conflict.
所以我们在为教会的弟兄姐妹证婚的时候
，So when we have a marriage ceremony for the brothers and sisters in church,
首先告诉他们，你们两个罪人今天要走到一起了。
First, we tell them that you two sinners are walking together today.
意味着灾难要开始了。
It means that disaster is about to happen.
如果没有上帝的恩典
，If there is no grace of God,
那的确是灾难。
It indeed is a disaster.
因为我们罪人的本相就是。我们的本性所表现出来的就是只有恨。
Because our basic nature as a sinner is hatred.
我们是自私自利的。
We're selfish and self-centered.
以作为中心的。
We put ourselves as the center of all things.
所以有两个以作为中心的罪人，一男一女在一起。
So two self-centered person, a man and a woman together.
没有那种冲突，那才是奇怪的。
It would be weird if there is no conflict.
所以说。在教会中有一个独特的现象。
So in the church, there's a unique circumstance.
其中的成员不是由社会地位来区别的。
And the members of the church is not distinguished by their social status.
而是在基督里成为家人。
But they are one family in Christ.
但这只有透过圣灵所赐的爱才能实现。
But only through the love of the Holy Spirit can this be realized.
所以教会应该是被爱所浇灌的圣约的群体。
And the church should be poured out by the love of God as a covenant community.
那这个事情使很多不信主的人感到诧异。
And this gives a surprise to many unbelievers.
每次我们教会主日崇拜结束以后。
Many times after our Sunday service, after it's over,
总会请第一次来我们教会的新朋友，站起来简单的自我介绍。
We'll always introduce newcomers in the church to have them introduce themselves.
那么第一次来教会，或者说第一次不仅仅是到我们教会，第一次到基督教的教会的人，还没有信主的人。
So the first timer is not just to our church, but one that has come into a Christian community.
他们会感到惊讶。
They will be surprised and shocked.
他们会说
They will say,
没想到他们来到教会看到基督徒弟兄姊妹那样的彼此相爱。
I never thought that I'd come to a church and see the brothers and sisters loving one another.
这在他世俗的群体当中是没有的。
And his secular groups will never have this.
所以大多数我们都会遇到这样的 这样的一个见证。
Most of the time, we'll encounter such testimony.
那么在弟兄姐妹的关系当中
，Then in the relationship between brothers and sisters,
爱是一块试金石
，and love is a testing stone.
因为上帝是爱
，because God is love.
所以基督徒生活的特质就是爱。
So the characteristics of a Christian is love.
所以约翰指出没有爱的危险性。
So John points out to the danger of the lack of love.
他不是因为由自己想出来的。
It is not out of his own thinking.
他是用圣经中的例子，就是该隐的例子来论述这件事情。
And used as an example in the Bible, that is the example of Cain.
该隐杀了他的兄弟亚伯。
Cain murdered his brother Abel.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为亚伯的行为是义的。
Because his brother's deeds are righteous.
该隐的行为却是恶的。
And Cain's deeds were evil.
这表明该隐嫉妒亚伯。
This means that Cain was jealous towards Abel.
因为亚伯所献的祭物被上帝悦纳。
Because the sacrifice of Abel was received by the Lord.
上帝却没有看重该隐所献的。
But God was not pleased with what Cain has offered.
那么我们想，该隐的行为以及背后的态度与爱是完全相反的。
So the deeds of Cain and his attitudes is on the total opposite to love.
所以说，约翰用该隐作为背信弃义的典型例子，告诫上帝的子民绝不可以那样的彼此相待。
And so John uses the example of Cain as a total opposite of what a Christian should not be.
所以我们看到基督徒得救的主要确据。主要确据。
So one of the assurance that the Christian has as being saved,
不仅有信仰告白
is not just a profession of faith,
必须还有实行出来的爱
but also practical love.
约翰继续说
and John continues to say,
弟兄们，世人若恨你们，不要以为稀奇。
Do not be surprised, brothers, that the world hates you.
那么在第四福音书里，耶稣已经告诫过。
In the fourth gospel, Jesus has already warned.
世界之所以恨他的门徒，是因为他们不属这个世界。
And the world hates his disciples because they do not belong to the world.
而是被耶稣从世界中拣选的缘故。
But they have been elected by Jesus from the world.
这些被拣选的人与他有关。
And this elect have a relationship with Jesus.
世人恨耶稣。
And the world hates Jesus.
是因他指出他们所做的事是恶的。
Because he points out that what they're doing is evil.
那么这样一来，世人自然就恨那些跟随耶稣的人。
And so naturally, the world will hate those who follow Jesus.
而且我说，他们还会继续的恨下去。
And I say that they will continually hate them.
那么现今世代有太多冲击教会的事。
And in this generation, there are many things that goes against the church.
但这个世界从来不憎恨假教会。
But the world has never hated false churches.
比如说中国大陆的三字。
For example, the three self in China.
他们不恨他们。
They don't hate them.
他们还豢养他们。
They will take care of them.
那么这是一个事，还有一个事实。
There is another truth.
世界也从来不恨道德。
The world has never hated moralism.
或仅仅有道德的人。
Or people who have moral standards.
当然不是说有道德不好。
But it's not to say that to have moral standards is not good.
他恨的是真基督徒。
What they hate is true Christians.
所以这个观点很明确。
So this is very clear.
不要以为世界恨基督徒就一定也恨有道德的人。
Don't think that just because the world hates Christians, they will hate those who have moral standards.
事实并非如此。
The reality is not so.
因为从某种意义上说
Because from one perspective, it is said,
世界喜欢有道德的人。
The world actually likes those who have moral standards.
因为世界知道这些所谓有道德的人从来不将荣耀归给上帝。
Because they know that these people who have moral standards will never give glory to God.
那么世界恨基督徒。
The world hates Christians.
是因为基督自己和真基督徒都用别人所不具有的方式在责备人。
Because the Christians and Christ himself are rebuking others in ways that has never been seen before.
所以只有在基督和真基督徒里面。
So only between the Christians and in the true Christians.
所以那有关于罪的教义才会得到理解。
Then you can truly come to know the doctrine of sin.
上帝的儿子来到世上这个事实证明了一个事实。
The fact that the Son of God come to this world proves to a reality.
人不能救自己。
Man cannot save himself.
因为如果人能够靠自己的努力救自己
，Because if man can save himself by his own effort，
基督就不必降世为人
Christ will not have to be incarnated.
他来到这地上是多此一举。
And if he comes to this world, it's just an extra hand.
那么他来表明，只表明了一件事，不管人付出多大的努力，都做不到顶好，做不到完美。
And he comes, points to the fact that no matter how much we strive in our effort, we can never be perfect.
因此也没有理由自夸。
And so we have no reason to boast.
那么世界对这件事情非常的恼恨。
And the world hates such a reality.
因为人之所以陷入最终问题的根源是他的骄傲。
And because man was fallen into sin because of his own pride.
所以凡是驳掉他们骄傲本钱的事情必然会引起他们的愤怒。
So everything that strips away the basis of their pride, it will incur their wrath.
这也是为什么常常那些最有道德的人，比如法利赛人，他们恨基督的原因。
And that is why those who have normally who have high moral standards, they hate Jesus just like Pharisees.
他们恨基督是因为他在责备他们的时候丝毫不留情面。
They hate Jesus because when Jesus was rebuking them, he did not leave them any ground at all.
不仅如此,
and not only so,
耶稣也用十字架责备他们。
Jesus rebuked them with the cross.
当然也包括我们。
And of course to us as well.
因为十字架宣告了什么呢?
Because what does the cross declare?
宣告了所有的人都是失丧的。
It declares that all man is lost.
所有的人。
All men.
这是对所有罪人的羞辱。
That is a shame to all sinners.
这也是为什么人可以称赞基督的榜样和教训，却对他的流血表示轻蔑的原因。
And that is why some can praise the deeds of Jesus, but they despise the shame of the cross.
因为他流的血代表了定罪。
Because his blood represents condemnation.
人很难忍受那种被定罪的感觉。
And man cannot bear up to the feeling of being condemned.
所以基督在责备世界的时候从来都是直截了当。
So when Jesus rebuked the world, he's always direct.
他总是这样说，你是罪人。
He always says that you are a sinner.
所以我们在传福音，特别是在我在这种个人传道的时候。
So especially in our personal evangelism.
我一般会还是要这样说，你是罪人。
I would normally still say that you are a sinner.
但为了避免他不逃走,
but to prevent him from running away,
我会说我也是罪人。
I will say, I am a sinner too.
我曾经的罪可能比你还深重。
My sins in the past perhaps were more grievous than yours.
但上帝借着耶稣基督的救赎把我从罪恶中拯救了出来。
But Jesus, through the salvation of Christ,
我今天得到了释放。
Has delivered me from the depths of sin, and I'm free.
所以我们要指明，就要效法耶稣，指明，人都是有罪的。
So just like Jesus Christ, we are to point to the fact that men are all sinners.
这样一来，基督和他的跟随者就成了世界的眼中钉、肉中刺。
And in such a way, Jesus and his disciples then become those who are hated by the world.
我们看见，基督的话很快得到了证实。
And the word of Christ was being proven true shortly.
所以你看，很快犹太人的仇恨就倾倒在早期的那些基督徒的身上，直到今天。世界仍然与基督徒为敌。
So shortly after that, the wrath of the Jews came upon the Christians. Until today, people are still hating Christians.
那么我们会问，世界是否像恨基督那样恨我们？
And we are to ask, does the world hate us like the way that they hate Jesus?
如果不是，那很可能表示我们不是一个好基督徒。
If they don't, it perhaps signifies that we are not a good Christian.
当然，亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Of course, dear brothers and sisters,
大家也不要误会啊。我并不是说一个人必须把自己弄得像刺猬一样，与人格格不入。
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not trying to say that you ought to be like a.
走到哪里总是挑起争端。
I'm not saying that you should be a quarrelsome person to go everywhere to pick a fight.
不是这样子的。
No, it is not so.
世界不是因为耶稣把自己弄得格格不入而对他恨之如骨的。
And the world did not hate Jesus just because he picks a fight everywhere he goes.
乃是因为耶稣的圣洁和纯洁而仇恨他。
But because of his holiness and his purity that the world hates him.
是耶稣的教导和作为引起了他们的仇恨。
It is because of his teaching and his deeds that arouses their wrath.
今天也一样。
Today is the same.
我们越是与主接近。
The closer we are to God,
就越多地经历到世界用各种方式所显示出来的那种恨意。
They will experience more of the hatred that the world has towards us.
有的时候可能是公开的逼迫。
Sometimes it's public persecution.
也可能是隐藏的攻击。
Sometimes it's hidden attacks.
原因只有一个。
And there is only one reason.
世界恨我们。
The world hates us.
因为凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫。
Because all who resolve to live a godly life before Christ will be persecuted.
最近我们教会不是受到的攻击不是来自政府的攻击。
Recently, the attacks of our church did not come from the government.
而是来自那种各样的异端的攻击。
But it's from all kinds of heresies.
一个月前我离开教会的时候
，month ago when I left the church，
就有发生了极其异端，像东方闪电啊，来进入到我们的教会。
There are various kind of cults and heresies that enter into our church。
今天一早我看到教会发出的消息是，就是他们的那边的昨天的那个主日崇拜。
So this morning when I saw the message from our church， the worship they had yesterday，
有好几个异端。
There's a few heretics。
在主日崇拜的时候进入到教会。
They've come into the church during the worship service.
所以说我们有很多很多被这个世界攻击的事情。
And there are many things that the church is being attacked by the world.
所以不要一想到受逼迫受到攻击就以为是来自仅仅是来自政府无神论政府的。
Oh, don't think that every time we talk about persecution, it only comes from the atheistic government.
所以世界恨跟随基督的人，然而我们因为爱弟兄，就晓得是已经出死入生的，没有爱心的人住在死中。
And so the world hates those who follow Christ, but we know that because we love brothers, we have passed out of death into life, and without love, we are still in death.
所以最终的拯救要等到基督再来的时候。
So the final salvation we have to wait until the coming of Christ.
但是我们从福音赐予永生的意义上来讲。
But from the point of giving us eternal life,
基督徒已经在经历生命。
Christian is already experiencing life.
就是当我们彼此相爱的时候，就显出我们拥有这个永恒的生命。
That is to say, when we love one another, it's a sign that we have this eternal life.
反之，不爱人的就是住在死当中。
On the other hand, those who does not love lives in death.
所以基督徒应该住在基督里。
So Christians should live in Christ.
我们已经被拯救脱离了罪以及由罪带来的后果死的统治。
We have been delivered from this authority of death in Christ.
所以说永生的路是爱的路。
So the pathway of eternal life is the pathway of love.
因为爱是天堂生活的特征。
Because love is the characteristics of heavenly life.
缺少爱就证明仍然在死的权势之下。
And the lack of love points to the fact that we are still under the authority of death.
所以凡恨他弟兄的就是杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
So whoever hates his brother is a murderer, and you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him.
因为没有爱的后果很悲惨。
Because without love,The end is pathetic.
没有永生。
No eternal life.
不爱人就是恨人，恨人就是杀人。
If you do not love, that means you hate, and if you hate, you are a murderer.
那当然，如果从严格的逻辑论证来讲。
And of course, from a strict logical point of view.
我这样断言，并不能叫人满意。
If I just make this conclusion, it is not satisfying.
因为实际上。
Because practically.
在爱和恨这两个人际关系的张力之间，包含了各种取向。
In the tension between love and hate in this human relationship, there's a spectrum of differences.
比如说，我们不爱某人，就如同该隐杀了亚伯那样杀了那人，这不符合事实。
So, for example, if we say that just because we don't love another, it means that we hate them like Cain does, it does not match well with reality.
约翰在这里并没有提出一个严格合乎逻辑、非此即彼的论点。
John is not here pointing out a strict logical point of either this or that.
正如登山宝训里说，心里动怒就是杀人，动淫念就是犯奸淫。
Just like in the Sermon of Mount, when Jesus says that when you're angry in your hearts, you're committing murder, and when you have lustful thoughts, you're committing adultery.
耶稣的意思不是那样。
Jesus doesn't mean in that way.
耶稣不是说那样是已经杀人，已经犯奸淫了，而是说那样的念头和欲望可以把人引向实际的杀人。
And Jesus is not saying that in that way you have committed, but it can lead you towards a murder and lead you towards adultery.
杀人和犯奸淫。
And murder and adultery.
所以凡杀人的没有永生存在他里面。
And those who murder, there's no eternal life abiding in him.
这是对永生和主所做的一个确认。
And this is towards eternity, an assurance towards eternity.
那爱人的就拥有永生的确据。
And those who love will then have assurance of eternal life.
而住这个主题表示基督徒个人与基督联合，或者上帝的救恩的真理存在于我们的里面。
And this term abiding means that Christians is abiding united to Christ.
不爱人就没有在基督里，他就是效法该隐的行为。
And if you do not love, they do not have love abiding in him, and he's learning like Cain.
马太福音里面说，
In Matthew it says,
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
And God, Lord have laid down his life for us, so now we know what love is, and we should lay down our life for the brothers.
这里说到基督为我们舍命的那个爱，
Here it talks about the love that Jesus had laid down his life for us.
是救赎性的爱。
It's a salvific love.
因为他来是要舍命做多人的赎价。
Because he came to give his life so that many may gain life.
虽然世界的文化对爱有不同的定义。
So even though the secular culture have different definitions of love,
而那些定义也争抢着世人的认可。
And those definitions are being approved by the secular people.
但对基督徒来说，有一个核心的标志性画面。
But to Christians, there's a core characteristics.
基督为他人受死，那是自我牺牲，是爱的最高表达。
Christ sacrificing his life for others is the highest manifestation of love.
耶稣说，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。
And Jesus says, man lay down his life for his friend, there is no greater love than this.
保罗说，为一人死是少有的，为人人死，或是有敢做的，唯有基督。 在我们还做罪人的时候，为我们死，上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Paul said that one may die for a good person, or one may die for a righteous person, but only Jesus, while we were still sinners, he died for us, and this is how God has shown his love for us.
所以我们一定要记住。
So we have to remember,
福音是为罪人，而不是给好人预备的。
The gospel is for the sinners and not for the good people.
因为耶稣说，康健的人用不着医生，有病的。 人才用得着。
Because Jesus said that those who are healthy are not in need of a doctor, but those who are sick.
而我们还做罪人的时候, 基督就为我们死。
So while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
他为贫穷的人而死。
He died for those who are poor.
这是福音最荣耀的部分。
And this is the most glorious part of the gospel.
其他的都无法与之媲美。
Others cannot compare to it.
在面对福音的时候,
And when we face with the gospel,
没有人是无药可救的。
Nobody is beyond cure.
没有一样的罪是不可赦免的。
And not one sin is unpardonable.
因为福音本是上帝的大能。
Because the gospel is the power of God.
一旦这个能力进入到人的生命, 不管这生命被什么捆绑, 他都能得到释放。
And when this power enters into a life, no matter what kind of bondage he is in, he will be freed.
所以基督为我们死, 我们也应当为弟兄姐妹舍命。
So Christ laid down his life for us, we should lay down our life for the brothers.
凡世上有财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心。
But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him.
约翰最后在这里说到，一个有丰富财物的基督徒，看到其他的弟兄匮乏，需要得到帮补。
And John here says that if a Christian who has goods and he sees their brother who is in need, who is in need of help.
使徒保罗也说过。
And Paul have said it as well.
圣徒缺乏要帮助。
If there is a need among Christians, you should help.
所以我们面对弟兄的缺乏, 基督徒要有奉献的心。
So when we face with this brother's need, we have to have a heart of sacrificial heart.
所以说约翰责备那些看见弟兄穷乏却硬着心肠的基督徒, 他们其实是吝啬鬼。
So John rebukes those who see this, who see their brothers in need, but they do not hold out a helping hand, they are jealous.
爱上帝的心怎能存在他里面呢?
How does God's love abide in him?
当然不可能。
Of course not.
这里存在一个明显的对比。
Over here there's a strong antithesis.
对比的一方是吝啬鬼。
On one hand is this stingy person.
另一方则是前面讨论过的上帝的爱和基督的爱的榜样。
But the other hand is the model who exhibits God's love and Christ's love.
还有爱也必须具有深厚的神学基础。
And love must also be backed up with a strong theological background.
基督是爱的崇高典范。
Christ is the highest manifestation of love.
上帝赐下爱，要人来领受，而不是在远处眺望观看。
And God sent his love so that people can receive it, not just observing it from a far point of view.
那么我们对福音宣称的第一个试验，就是向身边的人，也就是邻舍，实际的去表达出这种爱。
So our proclamation of the gospel is on the first point to express this love to our neighbors.
所以没有实际表达爱而自称认识上帝有爱的人，都是伪君子。
So those who does not practically love their brothers but say that they are Christians may be hypocrites.
所以约翰劝勉说：“孩子们，我们爱不可只用言语，也不可只用口舌。”而要用行动和事实。
So John exhorts them and says, "Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth."
约翰在宣讲先知的信息的时候，所充满的是处于他那种牧者的心肠。
So when John expounds this prophetic truth, it's coming from his pastoral heart.
他要基督徒有行动，而不应该只停留在言语上。
He wants the Christians to have actions and deeds, not just in talks.
我们得承认。
We have to confess.
人很容易将感觉感受称为爱。
Man can normally misunderstood emotions and feelings as love.
所以我曾经对我们教会的那些单身的姊妹们说。
So I've once talked to the single women of our church.
当一个男人甚至是一个弟兄在你面前对你说我爱你的时候。
So a man or even a brother, if they confess their love before you,
记住。
Remember,
多数的情况只是他们荷尔蒙分泌旺盛时的那种感觉。
Most of the time is because they have a high level of hormones.
所以姊妹们要特别要小心。
So sisters, you have to be careful.
因为我是男人。
Because I'm a man.
我有过那样的那种经历，我知道男人在那样的情况下是怎样的一种，所表达的是怎样的一种心思。
And I have the experience of expressing this kind of love, and I know what kind of mental things that I'm going through.
所以爱不是感觉。
And love is not merely a feeling.
爱是透过行为所构成的，是救赎的彰显。
And love is a manifestation of salvation through your deeds.
所以上帝的爱是救赎性的行动之爱。
And so God's love is a salvific love with action.
在福音约翰福音中，父爱子，子爱父。
And in John's Gospel, it says, "The Father loved the Son, and the Son so the Father."
耶稣爱属他自己的人，爱他亲爱的门徒，我们也必须爱他。
Jesus loves those who belong to Him, His own disciples, and we are to love Him as well.
同时，我们也必须彼此相爱。
At the same time, we are to love one another.
当然了，约翰有时也说到父对门徒的爱，但父对门徒的爱是以他的儿子作为媒介。
And so, of course, Jesus talked about the love of the Father to the disciples, but it's always through the Son as a mediator.
所以我们可以从这个关系模式，我们可以清楚地看见。
So from this model, we can see it clearly.
约翰所说的爱绝不是那种自动的、自发的，它与被爱者的光景毫无关系。
And so this John's love is not just spontaneous; it has nothing to do with the background of the one being loved.
对我们被神爱，不是因为我们配得他或者值得他的爱。
We are being loved by God is not because we are worthy of His love.
不是我特别可爱。
It's not because I'm especially adorable.
所以，那么约翰。在这里表明的更多是阐述那种父与子之间相爱关系的一种神学。
But of course here, John is talking about theology between the love of the Father and the Son.
表明上帝的爱如果以人为对象。
To say that if God's love and His object is towards man,
并不是因为人可爱。
It is not because man is adorable.
而是因为什么呢？上帝就是爱这个伟大的真理。
But because God is love, this heroic truth.
在行为和诚实上，基督徒之间彼此相爱，不只有教义，而应该有与教义一致的行动。
And indeed, and in truth, when Christians love one another, it's not just only in teaching, but also actions stemming from these teachings.
虽然如此，我们却不应该忽视教义。
And even so, we are not to cast down on teachings.
因为在基督徒的生活中，教义和行为相辅相成，不可分割。
Because in the Christian life, deeds and truth should go hand in hand together, not separate.
所以如果没有教义，高谈什么举止和行为。
If there's no doctrine that talks about God's love, then it doesn't fit to the truth of the Bible.
所以一个人若是忽略教义，你可以从他的生活中看得出来。
So if one despises doctrine, you can see it from their lives.
另一方面,
on the other hand,
单单拥有教义也没有什么价值。
Only having doctrine, there is not much value to it.
因为圣经也从来没有肤浅地论到上帝的爱。
Because the Bible has not treated the topic of love lightheartedly.
因为我们在今天的教会当中常见的问题是上帝的爱被一般化了。
Because in the church today, we see that this love of God in the church has been generalized.
最为常见的就是把上帝的爱看作是与教义相对立的。
And always we see that this love of God is in opposition to the doctrine of God. Sometimes we'll hear people say,
我对教义和神学没兴趣，我只对爱感兴趣。
I'm not interested in theology and doctrine, I'm only interested in love.
可是这些人他们并没有告诉你爱是什么。
But they do not tell you what love truly is.
他们总是把上帝的爱视为一种感性的东西。
They treat the love of God as something that's emotional.
可圣经并不是这样论到上帝的爱。
But the Bible doesn't talk about love of God in this way.
要知道，上帝比我们自己还了解我们的一切。
You have to know that God knows us even more than we know ourselves.
所以圣经从来没有含糊其辞地描述上帝的爱。
So the Bible has never treated the love haphazardly.
对，Michael Horton说过这样一句话。
And Michael Horton has said this before.
我们如果对神感兴趣。
If we are interested in God,
就应该对神学感兴趣,
then we must be interested in the doctrine of God.
事实上我们的行为总是受到神学教义的影响和左右。
And our actions has always been influenced by theology here and there.
我们的一言一行都显明我们的观点和价值。
Our speech and truth shows forth our ideas and our ideologies.
行为总是受思想的支配。
Our actions are always influenced by a truth, about knowledge.
所以箴言的作者说,
So the author of Proverbs says,
他心怎样思量, 他为人就是怎样。
And however his heart thinks, that's how he acts.
基督徒怎样思量, 那么怎样看待他的教义, 他就怎样行动。
And how a Christian thinks and how he treats doctrine, that's how he will act.
比如关于罪的教义。
For example, towards the doctrine of sin.
除非你把握了有关罪的教义, 承认人是全然败坏的。
Unless you hold on to the doctrine of sin that men are all fallen.
除非明白了有关你的本相的真理, 你就永远无法明白上帝的爱。
Unless you know your own true image and nature, then you will never understand the love of God.
如果你觉得你是一个好人, 自认为没有受原生家庭带给你那种消极的影响。
If you think that you are a good man, you have not been influenced by all things that have been imparted to you.
你觉得自己从小到大都生活在一个健康的家庭。
You think that you are growing up in a healthy family from young all the way into adulthood.
父母没有像许多你身边的人的父母那样成天的吵闹，更没有离异。
And your parents are not like other parents who are fighting or separated.
你从小就被他们的爱所包围。
You are surrounded by their love.
即使你所生活的社会环境相当的恶劣。
Even if the society around you is terrible,
但是原生家庭给了你其他大多数家庭都没有能够给予的爱。
But this family has provided you with the love that others have not provided you with.
你认为你的生活很正常。
You think that your life is very normal.
你的表现很优秀。
And your actions are very good.
你的人际关系几乎是完美的。
And your social relationships are almost perfect.
并且你确信自己从来没有干过一件伤天害理的事。
And you are sure that you have never committed any atrocities.
你看，你已经具备了那么多的优点。 上帝要是还不爱你，就太不合情理了。
And you have been equipped with such good characteristics. God must have loved you.
可是我要问你。
But I must ask you,
既然你都这么完美了，为什么还要信基督呢？
Since you are so perfect, why do you come to believe in Christ?
要知道信上帝是因为你需要被拯救。
You ought to know that if you believe in Christ, it's because you need to be saved.
所以我们必须承认，我们并不是自己以为的那样敬虔。
We must acknowledge that we are not as righteous as we think we are.
我们是罪人，我们天生与上帝为敌。
We are sinners and naturally we oppose God.
所以信主后的保罗很挣扎地说,
So the believer Paul says in a struggling way,
在我肉体之中没有良善。
In my body there is no goodness.
可有件事很关键。
But there is a key point.
基督 爱我们。
Jesus Christ loved us.
这是衡量的标准。
This is the standard of rule.
如果离开了福音完整的教训，我们就无法真正的认识基督的爱。
Apart from the gospel truth, we'll never understand God's love.
如果只是肤浅的谈论爱，表示爱没有用，必须得有某种标准衡量才行。
If we're just talking about love, it's not no use. We have to have a certain standard of rule.
那么，基督爱我们这句话提供了一个标准。
And Jesus Christ loved us provides a standard for us.
他以完全的爱爱我们。
He loved us with a perfect love.
不是我的里面或者外面有什么吸引他，而使他来爱我。
It's not that there's any external or internal values for him to attract him to love me.
事实上，我们所有的只是丑陋、虚假。
In fact, all that we have is just hypocrisy and ugliness.
使徒毫不留情地说。
And the apostle says it shamelessly.
我们是可恨的，又是彼此相恨。
We are hatred and we hate one another.
我们的真实光景只能是四个字。
Our true reality is only this thing.
乏善可陈。
There is no righteousness to talk about.
所以只有在了解自己的本性是多么的堕落的时候，你才能开始明白为什么上帝之爱是救赎之爱。
Only when you know that how fallen and how unrighteous you are, then you can know how wonderful God's love is.
你才会承认自己每天都需要救赎。
Then you can acknowledge that every day you need this salvation.
所以我每次上讲台以前，
So every time before I come onto the pulpit,
都会像那位税吏一样的默祷。
I will pray like the publican.
神啊，求你开恩可怜我这个罪人。
Oh Lord, have mercy on me, this sinner.
我需要你的救赎。
I need your salvation.
不仅仅是我受洗那个时候开始。
Not only on the point of time when I was baptized.
我随时都需要救赎。
Every moment of my life, I need this salvation.
我知道基督已经拯救了我。
I know that Christ has saved me.
我已经是被福音所包裹着。
I've been encapsulated by the gospel.
我活出的样式应该是领受了福音的那种生命的样式。
The model of my life should be that one of being receiving the gospel.
所以没有救赎何以称爱？
So with no salvation, how can we talk about love?
基督爱我们。
God loves, Jesus loves us.
他为我们放弃了自己，他舍弃自己是有据可查的事实。
He abandoned himself for us, and this love for us is proven.
2000年前在加略山发生的十字架事件是基督救赎行动的高潮。
And this 2000 years ago, the cross on Golgotha is the manifestation of his love.
我们看到基督受难这件事最重要的地方在于他所涉及的行动。
And in passion, the greatest thing, the key point is Jesus' action in the passion.
这个行动是上帝大爱的最高的彰显。
And this action of Christ is the greatest manifestation of God's love.
大家低头有点默想。
Let's reflect.